As Democrats running for president mine Iowa for potential caucus supporters, they're looking at two groups in particular: voters who chose Barack Obama and then picked Donald Trump 4 years later, and frustrated Republican farmers whose support for the president may be waning. Iowa Public Radio's Amy Mayer reports.
In August, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar held a presidential campaign event at a farm in Ankeny. It had all the props: classic tractors, a huge American flag hanging on a barn door, and a hot summer sun overhead. Polk County farmer Ray Myler stuck an Amy for America sticker on his Veterans in Agriculture t-shirt.
I'm committed to Klobuchar because she understands conservation. Iowa has 120,000 paired watershed sites.
I've long supported farmer conservation efforts and farming practices that reduce soil erosion and improve our air and water quality. Let's build on the progress we've made by expanding initiatives like — our states like these initiatives very much — CRP, CSB, and EQIP. Okay? Yeah, only in Iowa is that an applause line.
Klobuchar is referring to programs in the federal farm bill. Myler took up farming as a second career. His early decision to caucus for Klobuchar sets him apart from many Iowa farmers. But some who voted for Donald Trump are now reconsidering their support.
He's always said he supports the farmers. He knows that, frankly, we got him into office.
That's Michael Fritch, a farmer who lives in Mitchellville.
And we're making that very well known right now with the election cycle coming up that, you know, we do have some broken promises out here.
Fritch has been willing to take some hits for the greater good. He says farming often has to, with trade, for example. So he's weathered the Chinese tariffs that hurt U.S. soybeans, and he blames Democrats for being slow to approve a new trade deal among the three North American countries. But this summer, the Trump administration exempted 31 small oil refineries from blending in ethanol.
We're tired of being pawns now. You know, we've had China, we're waiting on USMCA, and now, to top it off, they're illegally granting small refiner waivers, and that has cut the demand of ethanol.
Fritch voted for Trump, but isn't sure who he'll support in 2020. Right now, he's listening to whatever the candidates, mostly Democrats, have to say about agriculture. Iowa is one of a half dozen states, primarily in the Midwest, that went for Barack Obama in 2012 and then for Trump. And he maintains widespread support in rural areas. But some Democrats see reason to hope for an opening, and that's got sociologists curious about what might prompt a shift back. Iowa State University's Ann Oberhauser and two colleagues combed through information about the counties that went from blue in 2012 to red in 2016.
What came out to be highly correlated with these flipped counties was rurality, level of whiteness or non-Hispanic white population, and education.
That is, compared to other counties, the ones that flipped had fewer Hispanic voters, lower numbers of college degrees, and were more rural. Now, Oberhauser and her colleagues are setting up focus groups in certain northwest, northeast, and southeast Iowa counties to see whether those areas that switched to Trump might be leaning toward the Democrats.
The way that our electoral college is set up, it's those small towns in rural areas that have, you know, a pretty significant voice and power in terms of deciding some of the politics in our country.
Story County farmer Scott Henry says maybe that fact will route more campaign trails through rural communities.
There are real answers out here in rural America, but you have to get out of a plane or get off of a paved road even sometimes to find them.
Henry voted for Trump, and like Fritch, he's frustrated with some of the results. So Henry says at this stage, a Democrat could earn some of the farm vote. But right now, he worries come the general election, he'll be choosing the lesser of two evils.
My concern for 2020 is that farmers don't have anybody on the ticket that represents us, not just did President Trump lose our support.
Several major candidates want to tap that frustration and pull some voters to the blue side. So with harvest getting underway, don't be surprised if you start seeing photos of candidates in combines. I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.